Focus on flowers. John Bartram was born in Pennsylvania in 1699, and he was a farmer. He became interested in horticulture after examining the beauty and complexity of a wildflower that was excavated by his plow. So he then learned Latin in order to study botany. He planted the first botanic garden in North America, and he made long collecting trips into the interior of the country and sent seeds and plants to other botanists in the colonies and abroad. In 1765, he was appointed as the king's botanist, which sounded important, but which paid very little for a man who had many children to support. However, because of the post, he was able to travel from Georgia to Florida, accompanied by his fifth son, William, who followed in his father's botanical footsteps. It is said that the outbreak of the Revolutionary War in 1776 hastened John Bartram's death. This was because after the Battle of Brandywine, he became terrified that approaching troops would ravage his garden. Fortunately, this did not happen, and the garden survived and is preserved in Philadelphia with his trees and his house as part of a public park. Bartram was probably our first homegrown hybridist of flowering plants and started a tradition in his region for showcasing flowers. Nowadays, the famous Philadelphia Flower Show, which is held early every March, continues to celebrate the beauty and complexity of flowers with glorious displays and educational activities. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on John Bartram, 1699 to 1777.